We'll stay out on the open road for this next historical note. 60 years ago today, the first Corvette rolled off the production line. Ever since, they've earned about as many admiring stares as they have speeding tickets, and they're a constant inspiration for screen and song.
Yep, there she is, a real dream buggy. The Corvette. Speed. Class. Looks.
This is the 65 Corvette Stingray. Looks like it means business.
Oh, someday I'm going to get me a car just like this. I was cruising in my Stingray
late one night. The old man took my money as he stirred at my Corvette.
Here's the keys to the Corvette.
He said I had one just like her son.
I get it. The only way I get to drive the Corvette is if there's a fire.
How can you love Corvettes?
They paid $3,000 for $1 million Stingray.
Now throw out the bucket from a red Corvette. Throw out the bucket from a red Corvette.
And the red Corvette, pull over immediately.
Yeah.
The top is down on the black Corvette.
Come on, man, I'll ride over here.
Got it going like a turbo vet.
Spit is out on the driveway.
Dirk. So Johnson.
Pretty gang in the back of my Corvette.
Just a few of the ways we've admired the Corvette over the years. The Corvette turned 60 today. Coming up, being a code cracker sounds sexy, but it's mostly just hard work.
Night after night after her classes at Brooklyn College were taught, Kober, who never married and lived in Flatbush with her widowed mother, would sit at her dining table, cigarette burning at her elbow, and sift the hundreds of words and symbols in these strange Cretan inscriptions.
How one woman solved the riddle of the labyrinth. On the next part of All Things Considered from NPR News.